Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where I'm teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We began in the last broadcast teaching you on the subject of conquering in your life. We talked about from 1 John 5, verse 4, that whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. This word overcome is a Greek word nikao, which means to conquer and carry off the victory. God wants every believer to conquer and carry off the victory in every area of their life. We saw in verse 5 that who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. When you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then you are going to do what he says. You're going to be a consistent doer of the word, putting your faith in operation, and you will conquer and carry off the victory in your life. We saw in Romans 8:37 that we are more than conquerors. And we need to be more than conquerors because we have an adversary, as we saw in 1 Peter 5:8. The adversary is the devil, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy in our life. But 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. We saw that you and I are to be of good courage. Because Jesus has conquered the world, you and I can conquer the world. There will be pressure to try to get you to sin, but as you walk in line with the Word of God, you're going to conquer in your life. In order to do this, we have to put on the whole armor of God, so we have the power of God resident within us, and then we release the power of God with mighty force. As we become strong and mighty and forceful with the Word of God abiding in us, then we will have conquered the wicked one in our life. And as we conquer the enemies in our life, they are going to be subdued under our feet. We saw several scriptures where it speaks of driving out, destroying our enemies, subduing them underfoot so that we will have rest. We saw that they smote the enemies with a sword. You and I smite our enemies with a spiritual sword, which is you speaking forth with your mouth, releasing the authority and the power of God. And as they smote the enemies, they subdued them, and they were smitten under their feet. And as we were concluding in the last broadcast, we saw 2 Samuel 22:38, which was David's psalm of thanksgiving for victory over his enemies. He said, I have pursued my enemies. The word pursue means to run after with hostile intent. He ran after his enemies with hostile intent and destroyed them, and turned not again until he had consumed them. I have consumed them and wounded them, but they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. That shows that you and I are to pursue our enemies, which are the evil spirits that are serving Satan. And these evil spirits have come into us from inheritance, our own sins and victimization. And we're going to cast out all these spirits, and we're going to continue to cast them out until they're all eliminated, to the point where they're fallen under our feet. In order to do this, we see in verse 40 that he has girded us with strength to battle. God strengthens you for the spiritual battle against your enemies, and every enemy that rises against you will be subdued under your feet, as God has given the necks of our enemies, that we might destroy those that hate us. In order to conquer in life, you must destroy all of your enemies by casting them out and seeing them be put underfoot. We also speak to the enemies trying to hinder us. We speak to every mountain and command it to be removed in the name of Jesus. We also resist all of his temptations with the Word of God. As we resist the devil, he will flee from us. God has made you more than a conqueror, and you are well able to conquer in every situation in life. Well, today we're going to continue on this subject on conquering in your life. In 2 Samuel 23, we see in verse 9 and 10, Eleazar was one of the three mighty men with David, and they defied the Philistines and were gathered together to battle. The men of Israel were gone away, and now Eleazar was all by himself, and he had to deal with these Philistines himself. He arose, he smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave under the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. That shows the fact that you and I are to arise. You got to get up and start doing something. He smote the Philistines, which means you're going to put your mouth in operation as you speak the Word of God, or speak in line with the Word of God of what it tells you to do. And it says he kept doing it because his hand got weary. He kept his mouth in operation. He kept speaking forth. And his hand clave unto the sword. Now, what's the sword? The sword of the Spirit is that word in our mouth, the spoken word of God. So your hand is cleaving to the sword when your mouth is in operation. Don't stop your mouth from being in operation. Make your mouth work for you. What was the result? The Lord wrought a great victory that day. Well, the same will be true for us. God will bring forth a great victory, and you will see all your enemies be smitten underfoot. 1 Chronicles 17:10, we see the promise. He says, "Moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies." That means every enemy, every sickness and disease, every bondage in your mind, every hindrance to your prosperity, every evil spirit that's worked against you in any capacity, they're all going to be smitten underfoot. Now, we've got to walk in the ways of the Word of God if we're going to see this come to pass. Again, as we look through the Old Testament, we see that they were always smiting their enemies, which means you and I are to keep the Word in our mouth continually, to stay in a warfare mode continually to destroy all of our enemies. In 1 Chronicles 18:1, David smote the Philistines and subdued them. In 1 Chronicles chapter 20, in verse 4 and following, here's where they encountered the children of the giant, and they were subdued. That shows you it doesn't matter how big, how strong these enemies are, you are well able to conquer them. You can conquer them all. You can conquer that cancer. You can conquer those heart problems. You can conquer that diabetes. You can conquer those mental problems. You can conquer that addiction. You can conquer that anger problem. There's no enemies that will be able to stand against you. Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. In Psalms 81, verse 10, he says, "I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up into their own hearts' lusts, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries." Here this shows the fact that if you're going to conquer your enemies, you've got to be walking in the ways of the Lord. The people here, they wouldn't listen to him. They wouldn't hearken to his voice. They wouldn't obey and do what he told them to do. They were walking after their own lusts, and they walked in their own counsels. God will let you walk in whatever you want to walk in. He's not going to usurp authority over your will. He's given you a free will. He set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Of course, he tells you to choose life, but he's not going to make you choose it. And so he laments, "Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways, and how he would have soon subdued their enemies." The same's true for you and me. If you and I will just walk in his ways and do what he says, deal with all sin in our life, have true godly sorrow that works repentance, crucify that flesh daily, separate yourself from the things of this world, touch not any unclean things, walk in the ways of the Word of God, and get into the warfare mode and put your mouth in operation, start casting out all those spirits, start speaking to every mountain, start destroying all of the works of the enemy, God will put them underfoot. In Jeremiah 1:10 it says, "See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant." God has given us authority, and you can root out, pull down, destroy, and throw down all these spirits in the heavenlies through warfare intercession as we bind and loose and cast down these spirits from the heavenlies. Don't back off of the spiritual warfare. Jeremiah 51:20 says, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms." You and I are God's battle axe and his weapon of war. He's going to use you and me to break in pieces and destroy the evil spirits operating in the heavenlies. If you're going to see this come to pass and conquer, though, you've got to get strong. Isaiah 52, verse 1 says, "Awake, awake, put on strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean." This means we got to wake up and walk in the ways of the Word of God. We got to put on strength through putting on the armor of God, the Word of God in us, which causes us to have spiritual strength and power. And we're going to put on the beautiful garments, which are the garments of God, through the Word of God. And we're going to walk in holiness. And we're not about to let anything unclean come into us any longer. Isaiah 49, verse 2, he says, "He hath made my mouth like a sharp sword." Your mouth is to be as a sharp sword that's going to smite the enemy. You've got to get your mouth in operation. You're going to bind the spirits in the name of Jesus. You're going to loosen and tie their hold. You're going to cast them out in the name of Jesus as you command them to come out of you. You're going to speak to every mountain and command it to be removed. You're going to resist every temptation that comes against you as you speak the Word of God, and you do not give place to any attacks of the enemy. because you're going to put your mouth in operation. That's how you're going to conquer in your life. In Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 16, where he was looking for an intercessor, and it says in verse 17 that he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and he was clad with zeal as a cloak. That's what you and I are going to do. We're going to put on the armor of God. We're going to put on these garments of vengeance, and we're going to be zealous as we engage in the warfare. And he said, according to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. That's what you and I are going to do. You and I are going to speak the word. We're going to use the authority given to us. We're going to put the weapons of warfare in operation, and in doing so, we're repaying fury to his adversaries and recompense to his enemies, as we have the garments of vengeance on, and we are seeing God's vengeance and destruction come against the enemies in our life. In Joel 2:11, the Bible says, "The Lord shall utter his voice before his army." God is speaking to those that will listen in these days, that were to rise and get involved in spiritual warfare and take your rightful place as a soldier in the army of the Lord. He goes on and says, "For he is strong that executeth his word." As you become a consistent doer of the word of God, you're going to be strong, and you're going to release the power of God, and you're going to see the enemy smitten under your foot. In Joel 3:9, he says, "Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near." It's time for you to wake up and get mighty through the word of God in you, and prepare war and enter into the battle. As the spiritual war is raging in the heavenlies and the enemies are trying to come against you in your life, you can conquer them all because God has made you more than a conqueror. In Luke 16:16, the Bible says, "The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it." The kingdom of God is the rule and the reign of God, which has come forth in the New Testament. As you and I have been delivered out of the authority of darkness, we've been translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. You are a king under the King of Kings. Well, it says every man's to press into it. This word presseth in the Greek is the word biazo, which means to use force and violence. You and I are going to use spiritual force and violence as we engage in warfare to enter into the kingdom of God, the rule and the reign of God over our enemies. And we're going to engage in warfare in the spirit against the enemies in the heavenlies as well. Matthew 11 verse 12 says, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." The word heaven is plural in the Greek. Unfortunately, the modern translations have not translated it correctly. It literally says, "The kingdom of the heavens suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." What's that talking about? The rule and the reign of the heavens is suffering violence, and who is bringing violence in the heavens? It is the church, because who's up in there in the heavens? We have these principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness that you and I are wrestling against in the spirit, and so we are coming against them, and the rule and the reign of the heavens is suffering violence as the church is arising and binding, loosing, casting down, throwing down all these spirits, and it says the violent, that's you and me, take it by force. Well, put these principles in operation and watch God enable you to conquer in all areas of your life. We're out of time for today. We're going to continue this on the next broadcast. God bless you. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.